This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission began their return journey to Earth with the undocking of their spacecraft from International Space Station, ISS, yesterday. The crew will reach back on Earth off the coast of California today at around 3 p.m. Indian time. SpaceX, in a social media post, confirmed that its Dragon, the crew capsule carrying group captain Shukla, along with the crew, successfully undocked from the ISS. In his farewell speech aboard ISS, reprising the iconic words of India's first astronaut Rakesh Sharma in 1984, group captain Shukla said, "India still looks sare jahan se acha from above."
हमारी ह्यूमन स्पेस मिशन की जो यात्रा है वो बहुत लंबी है और बहुत कठिन भी है, लेकिन मैं आपको विश्वास दिलाता हूँ कि अगर हम निश्चय कर लें, इवन स्टार्स आर अटेनेबल, आज का भारत स्पेस से महत्वाकांक्षी दिखता है, आज का भारत निडर दिखता है, आज का भारत कॉन्फिडेंट दिखता है, और इन्हीं सब कारणों की वजह से मैं एक बार फिर से कह सकता हूँ कि आज का भारत अभी भी सारे जहां से अच्छा दिखता है.
Along with Shukla, the mission had three mother astronauts, Commander Peggy Whitson from the US and mission specialists Slavoj Uznanski, Wisniewski and Dibor Kapu of Poland and Hungary. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined the need for cooperation on transborder rivers, including resumption of provision of hydrological data by the Chinese side. The minister held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, in Beijing. He also took up restrictive trade measures and roadblocks to economic cooperation. The External Affairs Minister highlighted the positive impact of peace and tranquility in the border for a smooth development in bilateral relations.
We have made good progress in the past 9 months for the normalization of our bilateral relations. It is the result of the resolution of friction along the border and our ability to maintain peace and tranquility there. This is the fundamental basis of our mutual strategic trust and for smooth development of bilateral relations. It is now incumbent on us to address other aspects related to the border, including de-escalation.
Delivering the opening remarks during a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing, Dr. Jaishankar said that India-China relations are gradually moving in a positive direction. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed concern over the rising cases of depression and obesity in the society and urged the medical practitioners to advise their patients for a better lifestyle along with regular yoga, pranayama and healthy food. She asked the medical practitioners to work on Japanese encephalitis and anemia, which are rampant among tribals of her country. President Murmu was speaking at the 5th convocation ceremony of AIIMS Bhubaneswar last evening. India strongly condemned the disruption caused during the Rath Yatra procession in Toronto, calling the act despicable and urged Canadian authorities to take action against those responsible. In response to media queries on the incident, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India has strongly taken up the matter with Canadian authorities to hold the perpetrators of the act accountable. He hoped that Canadian government will take necessary action to protect the religious rights of people. The Met Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rain over northwest, east and central parts of the country today. Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand will witness heavy rainfall over the next 2 days. The IMD has also forecast hot and humid conditions over Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. In cricket, India lost the third test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy against England on final day at Lord's in London last night. Chasing a target of 193 set by the hosts, India were bowled out for 170. England is now leading the five-match test series 2-1. Andhra Pradesh government launched a portal to make drone services accessible to common man. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu launched the AP Drone Mart portal, marking a significant push toward integrating advanced technology in key service sectors. And with that, we end this news bulletin.